This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. A proposed new drug, Intrinza, a hormone patch that could be a kind of Viagra for women, was delayed yesterday by the Food and Drug Administration. It wants more safety data before granting approval. But if Intrinza the drug cannot yet pass regulatory muster, Intrinza the name is already a huge hit with drug marketers. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates reports.
You may not know who James Dottori is, but you probably know some of the products he's named.
No wonder they call Nexium the healing purple pill. So call your doctor today.
Dottori is the CEO of the Brand Institute, Inc., a Miami-based brand identity consulting firm. He says Brand is responsible for about 50% of the names of FDA-approved pharmaceuticals currently on the market. Approval for any new drug by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is critical, but so is its name. And choosing a new name, says Dottori, is as much science as it is art.
Marketing and especially success of brands go much further than just the name itself, but it's the initial gestalt of a product.
Dottori has guided the christening of drugs such as Nexium, Lipitor, Advair, and Levitra. They're made to address, respectively, acid reflux, high cholesterol, asthma, and erectile dysfunction. He says a new drug has to be easy to see, say, and comfortable to ask for.
Think of HIV products. If they had the actual HIV in the name itself, I mean, you're immediately sending a message to many people, people that you're not familiar with, of what you're taking it for.
Dottori says name structure is an important component of a drug's successful marketing, and the first syllable is critical.
Think of this. In every route that you can think of with the first 3 to 4 letters of the prefix you start developing a name around, which is typically the most attractive component in developing a message, because it's typically the first part of a name that is highly recalled.
To do that, Dottori says, the proposed drug's name has to appeal to a series of audiences. First, the professional community.
And that professional arena would include doctors as well as pharmacists in the dispensing chain environment.
Then there are the patients. Again, James Dottori.
And with more and more pharmaceuticals coming into the marketplace, more emphasis is put on the actual patient to make sure that the name is approachable and, as we call it, user-friendly.
And finally, the money men.
That area of Wall Street and the international exchanges that a brand will either resonate with or they won't when they hear the name and they actually say the name themselves.
That's a delicate balancing act. A drug, for example, that is designed to correct erectile dysfunction so a man can have sex can't actually say that. But Levitra pretty much indicates, in a genteel way, that's exactly what he'll be able to do after using it.
Sometimes you need a little help staying in the game.
James Dottori says women have to be approached much more obliquely. It's not just about sex. It's about reclaiming their sexual and their feminine identity. That's why he so admires Intrinza's name.
The name itself is softer sounding, so immediately in the brand personality, in the brand essence, it speaks right to the female audience. The personality of the name itself implies within for intrinsic, but also in itself, in for women, out for men, and it's a great, great name.
So in Intrinza's case, the name works. Now, before it becomes well known, Intrinza's makers have to convince the FDA it's safe. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby-Bates.